This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, we're back now at 4:52, 8 minutes now until the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather coming your way in just a few moments, followed by the second hour of Business Briefing, where we'll break down Measure 84 and Oregon's efforts to repeal the death tax before it kills Oregon business. Right now, though, back to our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. And Pat, I'm hearing a rumor from several attorneys in the Portland market that Bank of America, which is sitting on quite a few distressed properties in the Portland market, will initiate foreclosure proceedings soon on over 1,300 properties across the metro area. Have you heard anything about this?
You know, I haven't, Brian. I tried to find out or get some information on that, and I couldn't. I'm not sure if that is a rumor or if there's some substance to it. I will tell you that I think lenders have become much more sophisticated about how they're disposing of distressed properties and the manner in which they do so, not so that they do not create sudden waves of excess property on a market, which is, I think, you know, led to the obvious increase in home prices in the last years. We've quit dumping properties on the market. I just got back from the NBA in Chicago last week, and I think generally the mood is much more optimistic, and people are learning how to manage situations where you have non-performing loans. Many investors have moved into the market nationwide to buy non-performing loans, and banks are really reluctant right now to process big chunks of delinquent properties or move them into foreclosure as a big chunk of property. So we'll see what happens. I'd be surprised if there is something like that, but who knows? I mean, we'll see what happens.
Now, we've talked about shadow inventory for years on this show, and you've always mentioned that there's shadow buyers out there, and that's proven to be the case. We had John DaCosta on previous to your appearance here, and you have inventory right around 3 months, and he said, you know, in the past year, it's completely flip-flop from where you had, you know, obviously a lot of options for people to now, when you look for property, there's not a whole lot out there.
There isn't. The shadow demand, I mean, there are people coming to the fore to buy homes. Interest rates are good. People have held off on buying homes for a long time. The amount of new construction has trailed household formation now for, I think this is the fifth year. So we've used up a lot of inventory. And again, to emphasize my earlier point, there's one market in the U.S. that you've seen a dramatic decline in prices in the last year, and that was Atlanta. And that really was probably the last place that I can point to and show you where, you know, one of the GSEs or both GSEs dumped a lot of non-performing or distressed property REOs on the market simultaneously. And, you know, that was a real slap in the face to Atlanta and to everybody in the industry. And they said, wait a minute, why are we doing it like this? So I think maybe we have gotten to the point now where we're operating more rationally, disposing of properties to investors and renters, and about 15.7% of all single family is now rented out. So it's the market's getting better, albeit slowly.
That's good to hear. Pat Stone joining us here as we move toward the top of the hour on Business Briefing here on FM News 101. Election just a couple days away. Measure 79. We've heard a lot about that on the airwaves of late. Pat, what do you make of this Measure 79?
A ballot measure in search of a problem. You know, I hate real estate transfer taxes. I mean, I've been in this industry 40 years. I candidly don't like taxes like everybody else. I don't like the idea of real estate transfer taxes. But we had no immediate pressing problem to have a ballot measure about, and to create a constitutional amendment in absence of a problem, I think is activism above and beyond what's necessary. Having said all that, I don't like transfer taxes, so I'll live with it.
Well, if we get a yes vote, you'll be happy.
I'll be okay with it, but it scares me a little bit that we expend a tremendous amount of political time, effort, and energy on a ballot measure without an issue.
I guess the good news is we won't have to worry about it.
I guess that's the good news.
It passes, right? Yeah, they did a good job of creating an issue, too, because I thought, wow, those doggone politicians are trying to pass another tax on us.
but there is no initiative to do so. So I mean, yeah, I mean, I like the end result. I'm not sure why we're doing it, but I like the end result.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens on election night, just a couple days away. Pat, enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial and WFG National Title, joining us here on Business Briefing. Okay, time for us to take a break. We have news, traffic, and weather just moments away. And then in the second hour of Business Briefing, we'll tackle Measure 84 and the effort to kill Oregon's death tax before it kills Oregon business. That's up next. We'll have Kevin Mannix, Brenda Kirsch, and some personal stories about Measure 84 when we come back after a quick break. You're listening to Business Briefing on a Sunday afternoon as it turns to evening here on FM News 101 KXL.